This is the Build Your Online Audience podcast with Janet Murray, episode 442.
You're listening to the Build Your Online Audience podcast with Janet Murray. Tune in every week for practical advice that will help you build your online audience. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Hello and welcome to the show. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about how to get started with Instagram Reels and why I think you should certainly be doing so in 2021. But before we get to the main part of the show, just wanted to remind you that as this episode goes live, or just after this episode goes live, I will be teaching my Instagram Success Academy course. So this is one of my main courses. So my main thing is my Build Your Online Audience program. And actually the course is available inside the program, but it is one course that we do sell separately. So if you're looking to grow your Instagram following in 2021, I grew mine hugely in 2020, adding 10,000 followers in quite a short space of time, then do come along and join me in the Instagram Success Academy. We'll take you right through. So we start by really looking at like, what's your account all about? Who are you trying to reach? Is your strategy right? And what's your niche? What's your thing? Then we look at your visual content. And that's not to say that I teach that you have to have a beautiful looking platform. It's not about that. It's generally more about consistency and people knowing what they're getting every time they visit your account. So we look at all of that. And then we actually start to look at what kind of content you should be putting out there, how often. We look at things like how to use hashtags effectively to get more followers. We look at how to write great captions, how to create more engaging content. And of course, we will be focusing big time on Instagram Reels this time around. So I taught it last year, but I'm teaching it live again this year. It's new and updated, which means we have a weekly class. It's on a Wednesday lunchtime, but everything is recorded. There is a replay of absolutely everything. So if you can't make the live classes, you get a replay. We also have a podcast version. We've got a private podcast stream now for members of Build Your Online Audience. And we will have a separate one that we'll create for the Instagram Success Academy. And you'll also get quite a comprehensive workbook with each session. So you can join us for the lives, but even if you can't make all of them, then you can work at your own pace. We keep it really fun and competitive. So partway through the course, I actually lead a live competition. So I show you how to run a competition on Instagram. And in fact, you do it with me live on the challenge. So if you need accountability, that's certainly going to help. And if you've ever taken one of my courses or classes, you'll know that they're really interactive. So if you come along to the live classes, I'll get you working on stuff in the class. We teach them on Zoom, but we use the Zoom room. So we'll get you into breakout rooms, working with other people, talking about it. I mean, of course, if you're not that way inclined, you don't have to do that. You can do it completely as a self-study course. But if you need accountability, if you want coaching, if you want to get access to me for personal feedback, we have a dedicated Facebook group as well for the Instagram Success Academy, then it really is well worth the investment. I grew my following by around 10,000 in really just a few months last year. Some of the participants from last year added up to a couple of thousand followers. So if you're interested in joining me in the Instagram Success Academy, if you listen to this episode around the time it goes out, then it's starting about 5 days from then, but that's no problem. You can join us even if you hear about it later. And if you join much later, then all of the recordings are available too. I will put a link to the Instagram Success Academy in the show notes. And if you're not sure where they are, you can find the show notes. If you're listening on a desktop, then if you just look at the blog post, just the words basically just below the player where the podcast is playing. If you're listening on an app, if you just scroll down, you'll see that there's like a blog post or summary of the episode, and there's a load of links at the bottom, and that's where you'll find the link to the Instagram Success Academy. So now I think it's time to get on with the main part of the show. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about how to get started with Instagram Reels and why I think it's definitely something you should be focusing on in 2021. I will also talk a little bit about TikTok, because it's actually really quite easy to create your content in TikTok and repurpose it for Instagram. So if you're creating a piece of content anyway, it kind of makes sense to create it in TikTok. TikTok's got more features. I'll talk about that as we go, but it's certainly something that you might want to consider. So first off then, what are Reels and why do I think you should be focusing on them in 2021? Well, first off, they're pretty new. So they came along, I think, sort of late summer 2021 to when I taught my Instagram Success Academy course last year, which was April, May time, if I remember rightly. They certainly weren't around then. We covered IGTV in the course, but we would definitely be covering Reels in quite a lot of depth this time around because I think they're really important. And as you'll hear in this episode, it's actually super quick and super easy to create content for Reels. It's really easy to overthink video. But interestingly, I ran a challenge for my media diary owners this year. In fact, it was just last week. And over the course of the week, there was a series of tasks to complete. And day five was the one that everybody was dreading, was the video one. I shared with them a 15-second video template, and I'm going to share it with you too in this episode. And so many of them went off and created a video, like a good video. Not only that, in many cases, it was by far the best piece of content that they created all week. So the fact that you are limited, so on Instagram Reels, it's basically short videos that are set to music. So you can either do 15 seconds or you can do 30 seconds. Actually, I think it's a bit like tweets on Twitter. There's something about being limited to a very short space of time or space of airtime, if you like, or time on camera, that really forces you to be really succinct, really concise, to really get to the point and have something decent to say. And I think if you're somebody that tends to overthink, if you're somebody that tends to waffle, this could be a really, really great platform for you. But not only that, Instagram are really pushing Reels. So whenever you get a new feature on a platform, they're always really keen to kind of push and promote that content. So certainly you never 100% understand how the algorithm works, but pretty much everyone I speak to says that their Reels get so much more engagement. And it kind of makes sense. I mean, even if Instagram isn't pushing them or isn't promoting them or giving them more kind of algorithm juice or whatever it might be, it kind of makes sense because you're sitting there scrolling through your phone and if somebody's face comes on camera or something is moving, as Tracy, my designer, often says, I think as human beings, we are attracted by things that move. So things that move could be your face on camera, and you don't have to put your face on camera. We'll talk more about that as we go. But just things that move are just so much more appealing to us human beings. So it's a great way to connect with people. I think if you're looking to, and I think if you're on Instagram, you're listening to this podcast, I'm pretty sure it's because you want to build your audience and you're following on Instagram. But crucially, you want to do that because you want to make more sales. You want to sell more of your product or service. And getting on camera, speaking to camera, or just giving people a bit of an insight into your life. Don't worry, I will talk about what to do if you do feel a bit camera shy and whether you can do things which don't involve showing your face. It's just a much easier way to connect. I've been posting daily Reels since the beginning of the year. Always done video, but I've posted daily Reels and my engagement has just gone through the roof because I just think there's something about getting on video, you can show your personality more. I've been having all sorts of fun on Instagram. If you don't follow me, go and follow me on @JanetMurrayUK. And for me, it's really helped me to find my voice. I think I'd already found my voice on Instagram. You know, I managed to add well over 10,000 followers last year. I think it was more than that, actually. It was more like 12,000, I think, followers last year. But I feel like I'm actually creating content that's very authentic. It's very me. And I can really see the benefits in the engagement, not just the engagement, but people reaching out, asking like, how can I work with you? So it can be really, really powerful. So how do they work? So you either get the option to do 15 or 30 seconds. If you are thinking about using TikTok to record them, you can do up to a minute on TikTok. So I learned that to my detriment when I started doing it because I created like a 30-second video on TikTok and then tried to bring it over and upload it to Instagram Reels and then got frustrated because I then had to put it in another app to shorten it down a little bit. But it's great because it's video clips that you can add to music. So my biggest tip would be to just watch lots of them, take lots of notes. Like somebody was saying to me the other day that they feel like that looking at content is like a waste of time. And they said, like, I feel like if I'm just looking at content and studying content, it's a waste of time. It actually isn't. And actually, it's really important to look at other people's content and particularly to look at content that's doing really well and analyze why it's doing really well. And I think that where people are missing the mark with their content is often because they've never really actually looked at anything. Like they're just like, okay, right, I've got to create a social media post. I'm just going to get on with it. But they've never actually spent some time. So you get my permission now to spend time scrolling on Reels and TikTok. Actually, even if you're not going to do TikTok, great place to get ideas for Instagram Reels, but you get up to 60 seconds. So if you are going to record them on TikTok and then bring them over to Reels, I would try and record 30 second ones on TikTok. So otherwise you're going to have a bit of a faff trying to edit them down. Or what you can do is do a minute, but do record it in mind of having a part one and part two. That could work. So what's really cool about it is obviously you can pick out songs. I'll give you some examples of some of the things that I've created. So there'll be trending songs, and often they are things that lend themselves quite well. If you've watched any, you'll know what I mean, which, you know, kind of funny. You've probably seen some of those. I mean, some people hate them, you know, entrepreneurs like pointing to words. You can put words up on the screen and point to them, which is really great because in 15 seconds with being able to put words up on the screen and time the words, it's a little bit fiddly in the app, but don't worry, you'll get used to it once you've done it a few times. Then being able to kind of bring words up on the screen as you're talking. So you can add captions, but you can also add extra words as well, or that kind of, they explain more what you're talking about. It's really great. And it just gives you so much more scope. You can create a really useful piece of content that's 15 seconds long. Some of my best performing ones are only 8 seconds long. And I did read some research somewhere to say that actually the best performing reels are only about 8 seconds long. On Instagram Reels, you definitely have less features than you have on TikTok, which is why I would explore recording them on TikTok. I also find TikTok just a bit easier to use. I mean, Instagram Reels is fine. Now I've got the hang of it, but I got going with TikTok. It feels much more intuitive to me to use. So TikTok has a few more features. So you get those voice effects. If you watch some of those videos where you see somebody talking and it's a woman and it's a man's voice or a child's voice or whatever, which can be quite funny. You can also duet with people on TikTok, which is cool. So you can, I mean, I've sang along to other people's videos. You can do that if you like singing or playing, but you can actually put somebody's video up and you can be commentating and talking about it, which is actually quite a good way to, or potentially a good way to grow your audience as well, because you're, you know, then going to tag that person in. You can duet with like loads of people. You can do something called Stitch. So I created a video about niching where there was a guy, it's quite fun, where he was talking about growing his niche or building his niche. And so it was a little song that he was singing. So he sang his bit and then I recorded my bit to go with it. And I think what I'll probably do actually is ask my podcast editor, Igor, if he can actually include the sound from it and stick it in here so you can hear it. Sorry about my singing. It feels slightly out of tune. I'm also playing the piano on it as well. So it does open up opportunities for you to be quite creative. And it's fun as well. It's a fun way to get your message across.
I don't want to have any. I like to do a lot of things.
But if you don't have a niche, people don't know what you do, which makes it really, really hard for them to pay money to you.
So what works well, what kind of content works well on Reels? Well, it's the same as any other platform that you've looked at. Niche content works really well. So I spent a lot of time, particularly over Christmas, actually looking at TikToks and Reels and just looking at the accounts that I went to again and again and again in my just personal interest area. So I'm quite interested in psychology and mindset. And I noticed that the experts that I started to follow or the brands that I started to follow, they were giving me really useful tips and they were bite-sized, like snackable tips. And I would literally binge. It's a bit like YouTube. So I'd see one tip and I'd be like, oh, that's interesting. So for example, an interest area for me might be ADHD. So I started to follow people who talk about ADHD and I would get one, I'd see one tip. And there was like one lady, for example, who, this is a bit embarrassing to admit, but the hardest thing about having ADHD and I've been trying medication is forgetting to take it. Like literally I will take it or think I've taken it. I'll go into a room thinking I'm going to take my medication now. I cannot remember whether I've taken it or not, but you can imagine it's a stimulant. It's, you know, it could be quite dangerous if you don't know whether you've taken it or not, but literally it will be gone out of my head and I'll be standing there thinking, oh my God, I haven't taken my ADHD pill or have I? I walked in the room to take it, but did I actually take it? I don't know. And at this stage, you're probably thinking, get a pill box. And my daughter and my husband actually bought me one for Christmas, but then I have to remember to fill the pill box up. Now, I felt very alone about this. There is a point to this story, by the way. I felt very alone and I felt like it couldn't be an ADHD thing. Like I've just got a really bad memory. And then I saw this TikTok where this lady, it was on a 30-second video, was talking about a common problem when you have ADHD is that you can't remember that you've taken your tablet. And I was like, oh my God, that is me. Oh my God, suddenly I feel less alone. I feel less stupid. And she was showing this, I still haven't bought it, actually, I need to buy it, but she was showing this like cap that you can buy for your pill bottle, which will basically, it has a timer on it. So every time you open it, it will tell you how long it is since you opened it. And I was like, oh my God. But that is an important story to share because not only did that woman give me a great tip, so I'm going to go to Amazon and buy one, but I also felt less alone. Like, I mean, what 46-year-old woman can walk into a room intending to take a tablet and then cannot remember whether she's taken it or not, and potentially is, you know, quite a dangerous drug. So this is what I'm talking about when I'm talking about, you know, can you become that useful expert, that source of advice? So when I saw that one video from that lady, I then went and had a look at a load of her other videos, and a lot of them were very sort of snackable tips, like things that were practically useful, but also helped me to feel less alone. I feel that too, or I've been there too. So as you're starting to think about your real strategy, that's really, I think, where you need to go with it. So I will give you some examples of the types of things that you could create, but helpful, useful source of advice and helping people to feel more connected and less alone. Because I think particularly at the moment as well, we really do need to feel more connected to people. That said, you really do need to experiment. And even though I'm quite an experienced content creator, I hope it will reassure you, particularly if you're new to Reels or you've decided you're going to really go for it, that I've been experimenting with both TikTok and Reels. I've done some Reels last year, but I decided to go all in on it this year. And it's really, really interesting. So I'm obviously quite an experienced content creator, but I've had to experiment, just like you will have to experiment. So don't get onto Reels thinking, my first one's going to be a hit, my fifth one's going to be a hit, my 10th one's, it may not be. You're going to need to experiment and just see what lands. And anyone has to do that on a new platform, regardless. You know, I would say I'm really quite experienced. I'm quite good at knowing what's going to work and what kind of content works. But particularly TikTok is new for me. I got on there and I was just like, I don't know, I'm just going to post some stuff and see what lands. So this is really interesting. So don't forget, this is really important. So TikTok, I started off by posting. So, I, you know, having followed it over Christmas and having had a look at a lot of content and just seeing this kind of, you know, real niche experts, snackable tips, that real connection, content that makes you feel less alone. Other people are experiencing what you're experiencing. So I started off with a group of videos, like sort of little funny videos really about, you know, there's a series. So they have trends on TikTok. I feel like my daughter would cringe if you heard me say they have trends on TikTok because stereotypically it is a younger people's platform. And actually, there's plenty of older people on there, by the way. Like as a 45-year-old, I am by no means old or too old for TikTok. There's plenty of people that are not young and dancing and stuff, by the way, if that's your perception of TikTok. But I started off, like, there was this series, like, tell me you have, so in this case, it was tell me you have ADHD without telling me you have ADHD. So there was various other things, like tell me that you're from London without telling me you're from London. So it was a kind of like a sort of trend that they do on TikTok. So I did a series of videos about, you know, tell me you have ADHD without telling me you have ADHD. And they did okay. I think probably, you know, I had like no followers to start with. They kind of did okay. It got like maybe 200 or 300 views. So then I tried some more content specific stuff. So I did a video which was about how to take awareness days and how to turn them into social media posts. Now, for me, that felt like a really boring post. It actually had a mistake in it. So after I'd uploaded it, I realized that I'd said like, here are my three tips or three steps. And it actually went 1, 2, 4 or something like that. But anyway, I mean, that's the thing about content. If it's useful, people don't mind this sort of stuff. So actually that one got picked up a little bit of traction and started to do quite well. Then I did a few more sort of like funnier videos about entrepreneurship and, you know, they kind of did okay. But I just noticed that on TikTok in particular, which kind of surprised me because that seems to be more of a fun platform, the content that was getting, I mean, let's face it, not lots of traction, but it was getting a little bit of traction, was anything that was sort of content based and tips. And I knew I was starting to get somewhere. So I got 5,000 views on this one. Here's how to create a week's worth of social media posts in minutes. And when somebody asked me a question, so somebody asked me a question about the video, and then somebody said, could you create a piece of content on? So that's when you know that even if you've got a small following, if somebody's asking you follow-up questions, that's a good sign. So somebody asked me a question and then somebody else was saying, oh, could you make a video on? So then, you know, okay, right, I'm starting to land. I had another sort of semi-hit with putting makeup on when you have ADHD. And by the way, all of this is it's experimentation, but it's also slightly bothering me because, you know, I'm not an expert in ADHD. I'm an expert in content marketing and audience growth. But I also know that you have to create the content. When you get on a platform, you have to create the content that resonates with your audience. So that's what I'm doing. And then once I've figured that out, I will start to think about, well, how can I give that more of a business edge? And I've got a bit of an idea about how that might work. It may well be that just talking about the ADHD stuff will start to bring entrepreneurs with ADHD or people interested in that. And I will kind of have almost like a super niche audience. But I'm saying, like, I don't know. And this is the thing about when you get on a platform, you have to play and you have to experiment, which I know is really frustrating because you want to get on there and you just want to be like, how do I get this to work for my business? But honestly, I'm really quite an experienced content creator and I instinctively tend to know what's going to work, but I'm having to try. So I'll just tell you about TikTok. And the reason I'm telling you about TikTok is not to confuse you. It's just that it's the same kind of content that you're creating for TikTok as you are Instagram. So I'm just looking at my phone. Actually, that was my phone just started going off as I was talking to you there. So a few days ago, actually, I watched a video by Gary Vee. And if you haven't heard of Gary Vee, he's quite an outspoken entrepreneur who he's very Marmite. Some people love him, some people hate him. But I was scrolling through TikTok and I saw a video from Gary where he was saying, although his style isn't really mine, but I think he talks a lot of sense about content, actually. So, and he was saying, look, if your content isn't landing, tell a story. So I just got my phone out, I went downstairs and I just stood there and I talked about for a minute what made me suspect I had ADHD. And even as I was posting that video, I knew it was going to do well. So as I'm talking now, it's had 14,000 views. I've only got 400 followers. And before I posted that, I had about 150. So that tells you about the growth. That was only a couple of days ago. So then I went on to do something. I answered a question that I get asked a lot. So do the symptoms of ADHD have to be present in childhood to get a diagnosis as an adult? And then I did a follow-up post because everybody was asking me in the comments, so many comments, how do you get assessed? So then I created a video on that, which actually hasn't done as well. And I think the reason it hasn't done as well is because I haven't put music on it. So this is one of the things about Reels and TikToks is that actually using music that's trending, I believe, again, I'm just figuring this out, can be one of the things that can help your content get picked up. So on TikTok, they call it the For You page. So if your content is picked up and shown on the For You page, and we all have like a For You page, it's like TikTok gathers the stuff that it thinks that we want to see. So this is, you know, and again, I'm feeling my way around. I'm watching and listening and learning, but that was really interesting. So I turned the camera and just spoke to it. And I'd been doing some quite clever stuff. If you go and look, if you follow me on TikTok, I'm Jan Murray UK on Instagram and TikTok. You'll see I've been doing some quite fun stuff, some quite creative stuff. But it was me just talking to camera, telling a story that was really made the difference, you know, really quite a considerable jump. So going from maybe getting 300 or 400 views on a post to 14,000 on that one, and going from, I think I had 130 followers up to 413. And that's just in a few days. So I'm still pretty lonely on TikTok compared to where I'd like to be, but I'm experimenting. And I want to share that with you because if you're getting on Reels or you're going to do a combination, which I think is worth having a go, if you're going to create the content for Reels, you might as well put it on TikTok as well. It's only a few more steps. Just to reassure you that you do need time to figure this stuff out. You know, you're not just going to wake up knowing what to do. So niche content, tips, stories. So if you're thinking about getting onto Reels, these are the three types of content that I would really try to create videos on. And I'll give you a few examples. So tips and tricks, I think that's the easiest to start with. So just share a tip. Now, where people go wrong with sharing tips on Reels and TikTok is that they make them too wide. So let me just give you a few examples. So let's say that you're a parenting expert and you think, oh, I'm going to share some tips on parenting. 5 behavior tips for parents. It's too wide. It's too much. This is snackable content. A much better reel would be, how do I stop my toddler having tantrums in public? Or what do I do if my toddler has a tantrum in public? So answering like one very specific question. So let's say that you're a stylist, like how to find jeans that you love. That's very big, very wide. Could you cover that in 15, 30 seconds? What are the best jeans if you're short and pear-shaped? Immediately more niche, more specific, more snackable. So I've done one that's done really well in the last few days. This is on Instagram Reels, which is basically about, it was a bit of a funny video about people asking you to work for free and what to say. And that's had well over 10,000 views, that one, quite quickly. So I followed that up with a video about a question I get asked a lot, actually, which is how to say no nicely. In this video, I've just shared like one phrase that you can use. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You have to go and watch the reel, but just the exact phrase that you can say. So it really is that bite size. Where I see content that isn't really landing on reels and on TikTok, it's because it's too wide. There's too much. Like it needs to be so snackable. And ideally something that somebody could just go, oh, I'm going to go and use that. I saw a brilliant one by, I think it was Rachel Pedersen. And it was a tip where she was saying, you know, when a client ghosts you, she was saying like, this is what you need to say when you follow up. And she said, you email them back and you say, okay, have you given up on this now? And I was like, oh, that's good. That's good. That's what you want. Here's a quick tip. If you feel like you've got an anxiety attack coming on, here's a very quick breathing tip that you can do. Like so short, so snackable. You know, so it's either giving somebody an instant laugh or giving them, you know, a really good tip. Now, if you have a product-based business, this is absolutely for you. So remember that I sell a product. So I sell a social media diary and planner. Okay. It's a physical product. If you have a physical product, yes, you can create, you know, people will like to see reels with you showing off your product and talking about it. But what they will also want to see is tips around the problem that your product solves. So my diary solves two problems. So if you have a product, this is the bit of thinking that you need to do. My diary solves two problems. So first problem is people who can't think of ideas, struggle, you know, sometimes get a bit dried up, can't think of any ideas. And the second one is people who like struggle to stay consistent. So they're looking for a plan and to get it all written down and get it all in the same place. So me creating those content, interesting actually, I meant to mention this earlier, but that kind of helpful content, if you like, about content isn't doing as well on Reels. So that video about how to create a week's worth of social media posts in a half an hour, whatever it was, that didn't do half as well on Instagram Reels as it did on TikTok, which is really interesting because you would imagine that sort of thing would do well on Instagram. So I'll tell you the type of things that I'm doing that are doing really, really well, but that's why you have to get on and you just have to test. But another example of the difference between being like niche and super, super actionable and practical is a reel that somebody made actually in my Courageous Content Challenge last week. So Slade is an expert in creativity and children. So an example of a reel that wouldn't be good because it's too wide is, you know, how to make your child more creative. It's just too big, too wide. She did a fantastic, fantastic video, a reel on how to talk to your child about their art. So, you know, when your child brings home a piece of artwork and you're like, what the hell is that? What to say to them? So a lot of us do say, and what exactly is that? So it's a really, really good video about questions that you can ask your kid, which don't make them feel, because I think they can see through it, can't they? If you come home and they've like brought something bizarre looking home and you go, and what is that? You know, it can, as a child, I can remember like that sinking feeling when you think your parents don't think your artwork is very good. It's such a good video because it's like, it's really funny. You can really relate to it. But at the same time, it's really practical. I think if I was talking to, you know, a child now about their artwork, thankfully mine's 15 and probably can take it, but I would be able to ask better questions. And that's a really useful piece of content. And, you know, really great to show Claire as an expert and show that she's got a sense of humor and a personality. I just absolutely love that video so much. And also, this is the thing about great content. So as I'm recording this, I've just picked something up off my desk, which is right in front of me. And it is a thing that my daughter made. It's like I can't even remember what it is, but it looks like a sort of unicorn, but it's quite funny. And she made it in year 7, which is when she was in her first year of secondary school, if you're not from the UK. So she was 12. And I remember she was at home and we kind of laughed because it is kind of funny looking. But Claire's reel that she made, so Claire made this as part of my Courageous Content Challenge. It had such an effect on me that I actually went and got that out the cupboard, took a photo of it, shared it with my team, and we all had a bit of a chat about it. I shared Claire's reel in my story as well because I thought it was so funny and entertaining. So that's the thing about content. That reel made me take action. It made me go out of the room, go and get something out of the cupboard, take a photo of it. I mean, can you imagine if you could create that kind of content that would make people do things? You know, that's what we're really aiming for. So to come back to my point about having a product, so you need to go back to what is the problem that my product solves? And so my diary solves, you know, not be able to come up with ideas. So anything I can create about helping people with ideas, anything I can create about, you know, planning, putting plans together is really going to be what my audience are going to be looking for. So if you sell candles, the problem that you might solve, you know, it might be about just helping people find gifts for people. So you could, you know, create content on that. But generally I find people who have products, there's a story behind it. So I've got one client who, Pavan, who she has, I think they're vegan candles. She's got this story about how she was working a 9-to-5 and she wasn't very happy. And she started this candle business to kind of give her, you know, a new life. So she's actually been working inside my Build Your Online Audience program. She's gone from earning nothing online to about £1,000 a month. She had a really good Christmas. She took part in my Christmas market. But actually thinking about if somebody's interested in buying candles, you know, are your customers the kind of people who are interested in making their home look nice? If your candles are vegan, they're probably interested in vegan lifestyles. So they will be interested in other content around, you know, where to find other products or vegan recipes. So you need to think this through. Like, it's more about thinking like, who are your customers? If you have a product, same if you have a service, what are they interested in? What problems can I solve for them? And that's really where you're going to get great ideas for reels. So I'm going to finish up by just talking about some of the reels that I've created that have done really well. I'm not saying this is going to work for you, because that's the whole point, is that you've got to go out and experiment. But tips and tricks is one style of content that you could create. Another two styles that I've done are experience content and opinion content. So having an opinion about something in your industry, and particularly if it's something that other people can relate to, they find it funny. So I'll just give you some examples. So I did one about what happens when people leave your email list. You'll have to watch this one. I was hoping I could maybe put the audio in, but I don't think I can. So I basically got the music from The Sound of Music. So long, farewell. Da, 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 da. I think that's the first time I've ever sang on my podcast. So sorry about that. So got that, and I'm waving goodbye. And basically the message of it is just like, if people leave your email, just wave them goodbye cheerily, because actually you don't want people on your email list who don't want to be there because they're not going to buy from you. And you know, you want people on your email list who are engaged, and you know, if people leave your email list, like, don't stress about it. They'll come back when they're ready. But if they're moaning about getting too many emails, they probably, you know, shouldn't be on your list. So that's more of an opinion style. But if you can make it funny or amusing, that's going to help. I also did one on, what's another one that did an opinion one? Well, the one about the best time to post on Instagram, that did really well. So that's actually combining tips with opinion. And in the video, I'm spoiling it now really, but I'm basically saying there isn't the best time. You know, if your content is rubbish, it doesn't matter what time you post, it doesn't matter what hashtags you use. Like, people get so wrapped up in like the best time to post or the best hashtags to use, but actually it's all about your content. So that's an example of an opinion piece. I had one that did very well on Reels, which was putting on makeup when you have ADHD. You'll have to watch that one. I'll put a link in the show notes, but I used music. This is how it gets so fun and creative. I used When I'm 64 by the Beatles. I used a version of that, and that's quite an amusing little one. It's an experience. Another one that did well, again, if it's relatable, I did one about when people keep asking for a replay. And I know that other people who run online businesses who have courses or memberships will, you know, that'll make them laugh, because I must get asked, is there a replay, about a million times a day? So there's tips and tricks work really well. Then you've got opinion. So that's when you might be, you know, sharing a viewpoint or an opinion. And ideally, if it's something that other people in your industry will relate to. So the one about, you know, saying no to people who ask to pick your brain, that's obviously something that a lot of people can relate to, you know, and being bold enough to speak out about it can really help. Experience, the example I gave you earlier was of me talking to camera about being diagnosed with ADHD. And I open it by saying, the title of the video is What Made Me Suspect I Had ADHD. And I say in it, when a colleague said they thought I might have ADHD, I was actually a bit offended. So if you are going to do experience type videos, I think starting in the middle of the action, like actually just kind of going straight to it. The other video I created about whether you need to have symptoms in childhood to get a diagnosis of ADHD, I opened that by saying, when I first told my parents I had ADHD, they said, but you were such a good kid. I'm laughing because this is absolutely true. Now, I feel a little bit like in this episode, I've probably been a bit ADHD maybe. I've gone from, you know, I've talked about a lot of different things and I've thrown a lot of ideas from you. If you're going to be taking part in my Instagram Success Academy, don't worry. I have a template for everything that you can follow. I'm going to give one of them to you now just to sort of finish up. But I think that's if you're scared about getting on Reels, I think having a template, or not a script, whatever you do, don't have a script because you'll look stilted, but just having a process to follow. So this is a process. And I'd love you to do this. I'm going to set you a challenge, actually. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know, I like a template and I like a challenge, but I'm going to set you a challenge, actually. So can you go and make a reel and then tag me into it? And the first 3 people to do it, I'll send you some goodies. Like, we've got lovely mugs and notebooks and things that go with the diary. So like, if you're one of the first 3 people to do that, we'll send you a mug or a goodie or something. So Jan Murray UK, that's where I am on Instagram. So this is my 15-second template. So then this is for a tips and tricks reel. So think of a frequently asked question. So just something that you get asked a lot. So for example, what time of day should I post on? Instagram is the best time to post on Instagram, or some of the examples that I gave you there, which were things like, what are the best jeans for pear shapes? Or how do I increase my email open rate? That's quite specific. Or how do I say no nicely to somebody who wants to pick my brain? They're all very specific. So start with your call to action. You can put that up on the screen. So you can put the text up on the screen and then give 3 or 5 tips. That literally is my template. So let's say, for example, how to find jeans if you're pear shaped. Put that up on the screen, then give 3 tips. Or you could even say the 3 best shops. So you could say Next, Topshop, definitely not Topshop, I reckon. Next, Topshop and River Island or whatever. It literally could be that simple. Or which types of jeans? So mum jeans, no. Straight leg jeans, yeah. So it could even be sort of 3 styles of jeans that suit you if you're pear shaped or something, or, you know, or where to get jeans if you're petite or something like that. So FAQ, put that up on the screen, give 3 tips. You can say them to camera and then you could put them up on the screen as well. Always use captions and then have a call to action. Now your call to action in my challenge, this is one thing actually I did pick up on that wasn't so good, that they were all sell, sell, sell. Now I totally think you should be selling and you should be taking every opportunity to sell, but I would do that in the caption. On your video, you want to be saying something like and follow for more tips, because, you know, in real life, if you meet somebody for the first time, so they're seeing your reel for the first time and they get a really nice tip and they're like, buy my thing. I feel like you shouldn't be doing that on every post. So you can do that in your caption. So you can have a caption then PS, or by the way, you know, I do have this to find out more. But I think just be a helpful person, just be a helpful resource. You know, before you start flogging people the jeans, give them some tips, get them engaged, get them to like you, get them to want to spend more time with you. Because that's the thing about, if you can build up a bank of reels or TikToks, you know, lovely snackable little tips that people like, they'll just keep coming back for more. So that's what I want to leave you with. I just want you to go off and experiment. So tag me in at Jan Murray UK. Once you've made one, remember, I'm going to send you mug or some nice goodies for the first 3 people who do it after you listen to this episode. And the other thing to say as well, ninja tip to finish with, you will get more engagement if you put it in your grid. Now, if you're fussy about how your Instagram grid looks like I am, then that can be problematic. So, but what you can do is you can create a cover, fortunately, and Reels allows you to create a cover that just fits nicely in your grid. It takes a little bit of figuring out the dimensions. I will put an example in the show notes, or a link to one of mine in the show notes, so that you can see. But once you've kind of got a template to follow, you know exactly where to put your text or your picture, whatever. And mine still looks nice, even though I'm posting Reels all the time because I'm using covers. If you just put it in Reels, I've tested it and the engagement is not as much. The other thing I want to say as well is that some people say that you should remove the watermark from your TikTok if you're creating it first on TikTok and then publishing it to Reels. I haven't been doing. I know there is some argument that some people say you get less engagement. I certainly haven't noticed that. But there are apps that you can use to remove the TikTok logo, and also you could cover it up with stickers or text or whatever. So I hope that's at least given you a bit of an appetite to get started. Just a really great way to connect with people. And so the thing about showing your face, ultimately, I think you should be working towards showing your face on video. But if you're too nervous to do that, there are some accounts that I follow where they never ever show their face. Like there's one ADHD account I follow where they always just show their desk, and that's fine. I do think that you want to get people seeing your face. But if you're too nervous, then start off maybe by doing something in your office or your studio or showing something. Build up to your face. One of my clients, Sally Howe, if you're listening, Sally, I'm just so proud of you. So when I first met Sally, she's a jeweler. She makes silver bespoke jewelry. And she was so nervous. She's quite introverted character naturally. And as part of my Courageous Content Challenge the other day, which by the way, will be going on sale. If you've got a diary, actually you get access to it free, but it will be going on sale. Sally did a video on her Instagram grid. A reel, and it was fantastic just to see where she's come from. Like, it's just amazing. Like, she won a prize in the challenge. She's got so much more confident. And I had another client, Zoe, a few years ago, who was an illustrator. She was terrified of getting on camera. She started off just by sketching, and she was showing people she was a fashion illustrator. Got on Instagram late one evening, and I saw her selling a painting, and I could have cried. I was so proud. So, yeah, and so many people who took part in my challenge as well this week, they were just terrified of video, but actually when I watched them, they look really confident. So a lot of this stuff is just practice. Like, what? Go and watch my first reel if you want to reassure yourself. I think I look really awkward in my first reel because I'm just like, I've got this dancing platform type thing, and it's just, I've got so much better. And like with all of these things, it's just practice. You get comfortable being on camera, you get comfortable with the platform, you get comfortable with the tech. But the only way to do it is to practice. So good luck. I would love you to tag me in and show me your reels and TikToks and let me know how you're getting on. So I hope you found that useful. If there's anything you want to share with me, I'm really hoping you'll go off and make a reel. So if you do, definitely please, please, please tag me in with your reel using the template that I talked about in this episode. And of course, if you're interested in joining me in the Instagram Success Academy, then I have put a link to that in the show notes, and it's just janetmurray.co.uk/Instagram Success Academy. So it's janetmurray.co.uk/Instagram Success Academy.
If you've enjoyed this week's episode of the Build Your Online Audience podcast with Janet Murray, do check out her Build Your Online Audience program over at buildyouronlineaudience.com. The Build Your Online Audience program is the essential resource for anyone looking to build an engaged online following. If you want to attract more leads online so you can stop wondering where your next sale is coming from, or if you want to launch a dream project like an online course, book, or podcast, the Build Your Online Audience program has everything you need to grow an engaged online following. Head over to buildyouronlineaudience.com to find out more.